From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. A UN committee that monitors implementation of the Convention Against Torture has condemned what it calls the ongoing practice of torture and ill treatment in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA that the committee just issued its concluding observations on the practices of these countries.
In its examination of Turkey, the UN Committee Against Torture did not find torture to be widespread or systematic. Nevertheless, it noted torture continues to be practiced. The committee of 10 independent experts said its major concerns included impunity for acts of torture, inhumane detention conditions, and accusations of extrajudicial killings. The committee called for a prompt, impartial, and effective investigation into these alleged killings. The panel also expressed concern about expulsion, return, or deportation of asylum seekers and refugees in violation of the 1951 Refugee Convention. Saudi Arabia also came in for criticism in regard to laws and practices that the committee says amount to torture. The committee also called for a moratorium on the death penalty, noting its concern at Saudi Arabia's growing number of executions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned that the military could intervene in Syria to stop ongoing rocket attacks by Islamic State. But critics claim Erdogan's real priority for intervening would be to target Syrian Kurdish forces it accuses of being linked to the PKK. Experts warn any intervention would need cooperation from other countries or run the risk of military confrontation. This is VOA News. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials plan to execute raids in May and June to deport Central American mothers and children who immigrated to the U.S. illegally and have exhausted all legal recourse. The month-long series of raids are focused on hundreds of mothers and children who have already been notified they must leave the United States. The operation would also cover undocumented minors who entered the country without a guardian and have since turned 18 years old. The official said immigrants who arrive illegally after January 1, 2014 are priorities for removal. The Obama administration began a surge of raids to deport illegal immigrants in January. The Obama administration is issuing a letter to all U.S. public school districts on Friday, stating that transgender students must be allowed to use the bathroom that match their chosen gender identity, even if their education records or identity documents indicate a different sex. The letter, signed by Justice and Education Department leaders, will give guidance to school leaders to ensure that no student is discriminated against. In a significant move, Apple Incorporated has invested $1 billion in the Chinese ride-hailing platform Didi Chuxing. The move comes after Apple's recent tiff with U.S. authorities over the sharing of its source code and the company's preparations for Chief Executive Tim Cook's visit to China later this month. Analysts said the move is meant to intensify Apple's engagement with its second biggest market and also enlarge the iPhone maker's recent efforts to diversify outside the core business. Sales of Apple's iPhones have fallen for the first time, and this is expected to further accentuate the tech giant's efforts to explore other pastures. Aligning with a Chinese company may also help soften attitudes in Chinese media, which have often been critical of Apple's business dealings with China. And a piece of space debris that hit the International Space Station chipped the outer layer of a window on the spacecraft's observation module. British astronaut Tim Peake posted a picture on Twitter Friday showing the damage, a chip about 7 millimeters in diameter that hit one of the 7 windows in the cupola observation area. Whatever chipped the window apparently was quite small, but the European Space Agency said a larger object would pose a serious threat to the station's safety. The observation area windows give astronauts a panoramic view of the station's exterior and are used during docking, spacewalks, and other delicate maneuvers. For more on these and other stories, visit us on the web at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.